Common Law 7B. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. I haven't been on the radio for a few months now. It was a busy summer, and once you get on the other side of Labor Day, I just finally feel a little more relaxed, like I could do without this cold rain today. Sorry for all of you who might be listening on the Long Bridge right now. That's the worst. Hopefully they'll have that cleared out for you soon. I guess there's a wreck, so if you're thinking of leaving town, don't try. But I got to do a shout out to Mother Nature for that smoke. By all accounts, we should have been completely inundated with smoke the entire summer. There were fires everywhere, but we just had the perfect wind. And it's like one of the nicer summers I remember. I hope you all enjoyed it. Festival was good. I don't know if you all made it to that, but they had a great set of shows going, and it was just nice to have a fairly normal summer without a bunch of smoke. I don't know what's really gone on since the last time I talked to you. Of course, you know I'm teasing. Like, I don't know, 91 indictments for your former president. But we'll get to that in a minute. Before we go to my first break, I want to touch on something else. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. They need to fix the traffic flow in downtown. There's just no reason that it needs to be the way that it is. It's a really dangerous situation. I say it again because just again this morning I was going to my office and somebody wanted to go straight at the Chevron station instead of turn right and head north. And there were cars backed up all the way across 4th Street, had to leave a gap. You know, I go through there, some guy's on a bike and almost gets hit. And again, I've asked them both. I'm like, why are these lights like this? It used to always be the center lane was straight or left because most people don't want to go straight, but the right lane was right turn only, and this didn't ever happen. And so I asked the DOT, I'm like, whose idea was that? And they said, well, that's what the city of Sandpoint wanted. Well, then I asked the city of Sandpoint, and they said, well, that's what the DOT, it's their light. We can't do anything about it. I mean, that's just the city council's job is to protect primarily the safety of its citizens. And to sit back and say the Department of Transportation is creating a dangerous situation at this stoplight, but there's nothing we can do about it. It's just not true, and it's totally defeatist, but you're not doing your job. I mean, if you have a dangerous situation in your town, you fix it. Now, that's with the DOT. My other suggestion would be to get rid of all those left-hand turns on a fifth as you go south. You don't need to turn on every single street. You can turn on Church or you can turn on Cedar. If you forget to turn on Cedar, you might have to backtrack a block or two. But those left-hand turns are, I mean, you've all seen it. You know, somebody doesn't realize they're in the wrong lane. They jump over at the last second. But the other stuff, like the flow downtown, that is the city, and there's no other jurisdiction that has any ability to say anything about it. It's dangerous. First Street going north after Church needs to be a one-way street. And that will stop the traffic jam when somebody wants to turn left or right, coming north or south on First. That creates a traffic jam on First, creates a traffic jam on Church, and it creates a traffic jam on Bridge Street. And if it was a one-way north with like a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit, well, then you could put in a lot more slatted parking. It would eliminate that traffic snarl. But anyway, I'm sorry to go on about it, but it just, I don't know what sometimes your city council is doing. And I'm not trying to insult them, but I'm kind of like, I'm bouncing down the road here today on 4th Street in South Sandpoint, feeling like I'm up on Baldy. I mean, what is the plan to fix the roads? I went down and I looked at, it was Farmer's Market, I don't know, a month ago or something, and they had all these pretty boards for their different ideas for the master plan or something like that. And I'm like, how about the master plan of fixing the streets? I mean, everything I'm looking at here is a 20-year plan. How about like a 2-month plan to fix those ridiculous, embarrassing streets? I mean, I've never heard a word about what the plan is, and I don't see anything being done. Anyway, it's going to take more than me complaining about it. It's going to take the business owners and the citizens of Sandpoint to say, do something about this. I mean, the streets are two-way because that's what everybody wanted. It's like, well, it's a representative democracy. Sometimes the people don't always have the best idea. And then if they don't like your idea, then they unelect you and get somebody else. But you don't get to just put everything to the voters without having to make a decision. That's your job. Anyway, it's time for our first break. It's Common Law 7B. If you want to email me, it's commonlaw7b@gmail.com, and we will be right back.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they're still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get ready for the fall season and pick up supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you're there, fill your prescriptions, check out their nutrition center, or visit their home and gift area. Flu season's right around the corner. Come in and get your flu shots today. Proud to serve you for 50 years. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly, family-owned business.
Hi, it's Lenny from 7BTV, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 208-263-7288 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 208-263-7288. Offer ends October 11th, 2023. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Join us for NAMI Walks in Sandpoint, Saturday, October 7th at 9 a.m., starting at the North Idaho Animal Hospital, walking the Dover Community Trail. Our walk is about raising awareness for mental health, finding support, and sharing stories. Enjoy Evans Brothers Coffee, music by One Dog Down, prizes, and an animal hospital tour. Rain or shine, see you there. For more information, visit namifarnorth.org.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership-only savings book, arriving in your mailbox this week. Our savings book is packed with 16 pages of everything you need for your Northwest lifestyle, including Halloween candy and decor. Plus, find great savings in sporting goods, pet supplies, and all your favorite pantry essentials. Bi-Mart has it all for less. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. And now try Babbel for free by texting radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership-only savings book, arriving in your mailbox this week. Our savings book is packed with 16 pages of everything you need for your Northwest lifestyle, including Halloween candy and decor. Plus, find great savings in sporting goods, pet supplies, and all your favorite pantry essentials. Bi-Mart has it all for less. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. It's nice to be back on the radio after a couple of months. But since we're talking about traffic, as you can probably guess, I pay a little too much attention to the traffic. My wife would definitely agree, and most anybody who rides around with me in a car. It's odd enough, though, if I'm in like Seattle and it's just this gridlock, well, it just doesn't bother me. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Well, when I'm at the turn light and I can see the light turn green for the turn and the guy doesn't go forever and then he gets all the way through the intersection, then the next guy goes. It's like, well, you're never in the military? You don't understand. If we don't all step off on the same foot at the same time, not everybody's going to get to go. But anyway, my just last comment was I'm wondering if these agencies, I don't know who was doing the work on North Boyer, and if they knew that the Department of Transportation was going to be shutting down Highway 95 at the same time. It's just kind of like, seriously? You shut down both exits out of our town. And just create this huge mess when it did not need to be done that way. It's just that's if you want to get mad about something, folks, that's what you get mad at. Forget about Trump and Washington, D.C. and what the idiots are doing out there. Because, like I said, the government's going to really mess you up as the one that's in your backyard. They're the ones that mess with your projects, mess with your approvals, try to make you build a sidewalk because you're remodeling your house. I mean, this is where if you got all this energy and you care so much, then that's where you should focus your efforts, someplace where you can make a difference. all you can do out in Washington, D.C. is vote. And as long as we're talking about that, let's all keep our opinions to ourselves. You know, when was the last time anybody who you didn't agree with politically ever changed their mind because they talked to you? Never. And so it's just absolutely a useless waste of time. And people now are apparently think violence isn't okay to prove your point. I'll just say one side. It's not the Democrats. I don't know why. You know, remember Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. I think what the Democrats ought to be doing is saying, when they go low, we're going to kick them in the teeth. But no, they bring a knife to a gunfight. And they always take the high road. Like, for example, this guy who's a Democratic senator accused of some bribery scandal, and they're all saying quit. All right, well, you got an ex-president who's trying to run for president with 91 indictments, and we know what he was just convicted of? This is sweet. In New York, basically, they said him and his sons committed fraud by misrepresenting information on their financial statements. Oh, I know it's all made up. It's a hoax. It's a witch hunt. Well, wait a minute. When you got a apartment that you say is 30,000 square feet in Trump Tower in downtown Manhattan, and you can pretty easily measure it that it's 10,000 square feet? I mean, what do you got to say to that? Is that just locker room talk? What is that? Or do we give him a hall pass for that too because he's running for president? But anyway, what it means is that he's losing his stuff. Unless that gets reversed on appeal, all of his stuff in New York's going to a receiver. I mean, this is serious stuff that if you did it, you would be most likely in prison, not just losing your stuff, but, you know, not him. Anyway, it's 34 different felony counts in connection with hush money, 40 counts for hoarding classified documents, 4 felony counts for attempting to overturn the 2020 election, and 13 more for the same thing. Now, you don't create a slate of fake electors and say, oh, I don't know, there's no authority for that. He just made that nonsense up, and everybody went along with it. So, yeah, he should be charged. But let's start with the easy one, the really easy one, the documents case, because I don't know if anybody out there still really thinks he didn't have those documents. I mean, you've watched him defend the fact that he had them repeatedly. So I think it's a pretty foregone conclusion that he had them. Now you think it's just a witch hunt. They're just prosecuting him for political reasons. Well, so you're saying he did it, but you don't care. Well, let's talk about Jack Douglas Texieria. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but he was arrested in April of 2023 and charged with 6 counts of having these types of documents. And he was retained in prison and is still in prison awaiting trial on 6 counts. That is how everybody is treated when you violate the law, except apparently this guy. And it is the most disgusting, stupid thing I have ever heard for anybody to suggest that he should have a hall pass because he's running for president. I mean, where do you stop? He's going to shoot somebody in the head on live TV and you're going to say, well, he's running for president. No, he's breaking the law and he has to answer to it the same as we all do. My other favorite one, oh, it's bad for the country. It's not bad for the country. Every country in the world goes after their leaders. We just haven't had heretofore a reason to because of some crook who's so obviously, blatantly, for the whole world to see, violating the law. So, I mean, really, if you think that it's okay that we should just let him off the hook for doing something that would get you thrown in jail for the rest of your life, well, it's time for you to leave. I mean, really. We don't do that here. I mean, the entire point of our Constitution, the entire point, is that there is no king. Nobody is above the law, but I hear all these people saying he is. And if any one of you, which incidentally, I think we should give out the phone number. I've been hearing that you like to call in and complain about me. Well, let's get you the phone number. You can call and talk to me. I mean, one thing I really hated when I had a boss, which was a very short period of time, was clients talking to them before they talk to me. And to me, that's the lowest form of existence, man. You got a problem with somebody, they should be the second one to know because you're the first. You start going around people. I mean, that's just chicken. I'll let you finish the sentence. But anyway, I'm glad you're listening and you're commenting, but if you want to talk, then give me a call. We'll talk. I'm not going to rip you. I am going to ask you why you think what you think. I mean, I will add, I'm always going to ask that. Why do you think what you think? I was talking to one of my staff today and I said something about why do these Republicans keep supporting Trump? I mean, I do not get it. He didn't win the popular vote in 2016. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, whatever. There's no proof. But if you're going to go there, fine. You can have your faith in your little, I guess I would call it demagogue at this point, or I don't know. It's kind of cultish when you believe things with no proof. And then in 2018, he lost the House. And then 2020, he lost the election. And I'm telling her this, and she's like, no, well, we don't know about the 2020 election. Wait a minute. 62 lawsuits, nothing happened. He couldn't prove anything. He had his day in court, and he got thrown out. And so if you think it really did happen, but somehow you can hide a 7 million vote swing, people here can't even keep a secret. You abuse a chicken in a warehouse, and McDonald's drops the warehouse. So there's just no way you keep that quiet. I mean, and so for you to sit there and say, no, that's what I think happened. Well, that's just faith. And you're an American. And we don't do anything on faith other than faith in a higher power and believe what you want with no proof. That's the point. Everything else we say prove it until now. Now we're just like, oh, yeah, it's politically motivated. Well, who cares what the motivation is? Did he break the law or didn't he break the law? Are there people out there that are not getting Joe Biden had documents, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a big difference between having them and cooperating and sitting there and actively, he was trying to hide them. He was trying to delete the evidence of his crime. And then why is this okay? I am just absolutely dumbfounded. It's like I've never in my existence thought I would hear an American say that somebody is above the law. I mean, that's been beat into our head from as long as we could speak English, that's the point. Nobody is above the law. So that's the documents case. Now, the rest of it, you know, the election interference, I just don't see how anybody can basically say that wasn't what he was doing. I mean, he knew he had lost and he was trying to find some way to not give up power. And you know, if there was some proof of some wrongdoing that he was trying to right, well, there just isn't. That's why he is in so much trouble. And getting back to the case in New York, the judge's comments are really interesting. In defendants' world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. And then he goes on to say that a discrepancy of this order of magnitude by a real estate developer sizing up his own living space for decades can only be considered fraud. And then he says, exacerbating defendants' obstreperous conduct is their continued reliance on bogus arguments in papers and oral argument. Now, this is a judge telling you that it was a slam dunk. And as I already mentioned, 30,000 feet versus 10,000 square feet. That's not a mistake. Nobody makes that kind of a mistake. So anyway, is it a witch hunt? Yes. I would say Trump is definitely aligned with the forces of evil. There's a whole group of Republicans and people that are putting up with this because they like his tax cuts or they like his stance on immigration, which is no stance at all. He didn't do anything to address it. Nothing. Going to build a wall, never did it. Going to have Mexico pay for it, never happened. He didn't do anything. Going to do infrastructure, that never happened. But so what is it then? It's immigrants and tax cuts. Well, quickly, again, unless you happen to be rich and own one of these corporations that got the tax cuts, they don't benefit you at all. I mean, they just don't. If you believe in trickle down, well, then you believe in, I guess, pretty much whatever you want, because there's not an economist in the world that thinks that works. Anyway, I'll let you go back to our second break. This is Common Law. I'm at commonlaw7b@gmail.com. I just checked before we came back on, and I don't have any emails in the last 2 months. Again, if you want to talk to me, then talk to me. Don't call up the manager and complain to him about what I'm saying. Call me. And I'll be nice, I
promise. Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Hey, Bulldog fans, this is Toby McLaughlin.
And Lisa Moline.
SHS grads and partners at Sandpoint Law. We are a full-service law firm providing legal services in the areas of civil litigation, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business formation, contracts, employment, and personal injury.
At Sandpoint Law, we carefully listen to our clients and then look for cost-effective, practical solutions that meet their long-term objectives.
We are your hometown law firm, and we are proud to sponsor Bulldog Football Radio.
Go Bulldogs!
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it, too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. And so many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you could save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. And maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here's the number. It's 855-51-BIBLE. You can call now. 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage Wiper Blades and save $10, plus get two times O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. Thank you for listening on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Just real quick, back to Trump the loser. What I would do if I really cared about conservative values, if I really wanted to make sure that maybe that we weren't completely thrown out on our ear, what would I do is I would get rid of Trump. Somehow, some way, don't nominate him, just get rid of him, and then nominate Mitt Romney. I mean, the reason Mitt Romney's not going to run is because he would hurt Biden. That he would hurt Biden, not Trump, Biden, because he is the kind of guy who, you know, whether you believe in big government or small government, at least he's not going to be an embarrassment. You know, and he's the only guy, one of the few that have been willing to stand up and say, this guy's a crook. What is wrong with the Republican Party? I mean, I don't give a rip about him. I hope they keep bringing this idiot stick, and then we can maybe actually make the people who should pay some taxes, and maybe share a little wealth with all you people that don't benefit from any of this largesse for our poor, poor corporations. But that's what's going on. I mean, if they had a brain and they wanted to control everything, they'd elect Mitt Romney. If they had written Mitt Romney on the ticket, he would absolutely wipe the floor with Biden, no question. He'd wipe the floor with any Democrat. And then you'd probably get the House and the Senate, you know. But no, nobody will do anything about it, which is fine with me. But if I really cared about conservative values, that's what I would do. And one last point that I forgot to mention is, I don't know if you heard the other day when Trump avowed, if he gets reelected, to attack the press. I mean, does that sound familiar to any of you out there? Maybe you're not history students. You ever heard of World War II? How about Nazi Germany? You ever heard of that? Why don't you Google that up and see what Hitler did with the press that didn't like him? And you're like, oh, that could never happen here. He tried to do it here, folks. He tried to retain power when he wasn't elected. And so, you know, what was going on in Nazi Germany was a whole bunch of people that kind of liked some of Hitler's economic policies. So they kind of turned a blind eye to all the rest of it. And look where that got him. You know, don't call me an alarmist or a defeatist. I mean, study your history if you think I'm crazy. This is an autocratic playbook. Attack all the institutions, attack the press, say everything's illegitimate and I'm the only guy who's legitimate. Everybody's out to get me and I'm the only guy you can trust. I mean, I'm not making this up, people. Look it up. Do a little research. See what he's up to. And then ask yourself, why do I support this guy? What am I so afraid of that he is going to protect me from? You know, and I really think it's stuff like trying to turn your kid gay and immigration. And like, well, immigration, I agree, Biden's not doing it either. What he needs to do is hire 200,000 more people so we can vet these people. These are hardworking folks. They just want to make money. And they're walking through a desert, probably one of the most inhospitable deserts on the planet, because it takes 3 years to get processed. Now, we're a country of immigrants. We're a world of immigrants. I mean, and like I said, unless you happen to be from Ethiopia and still in Ethiopia and full-blooded Ethiopian and never married outside of Ethiopia, then you are not an immigrant, okay? Or wherever, the Garden of Eden. I mean, it doesn't matter what you believe, apes or Adam and Eve. We all left. And so to say, I got here first and now this is my little piece and you can't come, well, that's great news, except we don't have enough people to work this place. We need more bodies. So something's got to be done, and my solution creates jobs, and it gets these people in, and we can properly vet them. And I think we should have like a little database so we can figure out, well, okay, we need a bricklayer in Sandpoint, you know. Well, then you're going to have a place to put them, which gets me back to my point about workforce housing, which still nobody has any idea what they're going to do about it. I haven't heard anything about that in a long time. I did notice Schweitzer, it looks like they built some workforce housing out there by the Pooch Parlor, you know, on Triangle Drive. But that's like, looks like family housing. I mean, as I've said, I want dorms. Some 20-year-old kid doesn't need anything fancy. They don't care. They're going to be working, skiing, or working, or on the lake. You know, they're going to hang out in their room. Okay, enough of that. I just had to get it out. I haven't talked about it in a long time, and I watch the news, and I just hear these people say this stuff about let him off the hook. Oh, it's bad for the country. And I'm just like, what is the matter with everybody? I mean, what is a matter with everybody? That is, anybody who thinks that's okay is just off their rocker. Now, if you believe he didn't do any of this stuff and he's not guilty, okay, well, then that's fine. It shouldn't be happening. But if you believe that, you're going to have to figure out why and examine your own logic on that one. Anyway, there's something I talked about way back when I first started, when I was a bit more timid. And I'm going to talk about it again because to me, it is the solution to a lot of healthcare problems. It's a solution to inflation, which is fasting. It's the easiest, simplest way. And I'm not saying you need to lose weight or anybody needs to. I'm saying if you want to, right? You've been lied to about how to do it and all this complicated, expensive nonsense. And you've just been told all this absolute rubbish. I mean, we are designed to eat about once a day. You know, if that, maybe once every other day. Just put it together in your head. We haven't had three hots as a human species for a really long time. I mean, it's we didn't live that way. That's why feasting was always so important. You know, it was basically a celebration of having a lot of food and eat it because you don't know when you're going to get it again. And So, I mean, we're designed for that. It's just probably in the last 3,000 years when we started farming and food supplies came more stable and stuff. And if you look at the history of Egypt, that's where you'll see some of the first heart disease in mummies. And so I'm not preaching. I'm just saying that if you want to lose weight and feel better, then go a minimum of 16 hours, which is not hard. You quit eating dinner at anything at 8, and you don't have any single calorie until noon the next day. I mean, that's why I love the plan, because I don't have to remember anything except what time it was the last time I ate and what time it is now. And it, you'll drop weight, you'll feel better, you'll save time, you'll save money. The food companies won't like it much. You know, I just don't eat breakfast because it's the most socially appropriate one to skip, because most people are, how often do you go out for breakfast? Not very often. But lunch and dinner, you do. But I just bring it up again because to me it was just a miracle. It was like, this is so easy. And yeah, I'm hungry. I'm starving right now. I mean, starving. But I'm not starving. I'm just hungry. Starving is a physical condition that will kill you. We're just hungry. We don't like it. And I hear all kinds of stuff like, well, that works for you. I'm like, no, it works for everybody. It's pretty straightforward. Calories in, calories out. It's just how it works. Some people with certain conditions should, you know, I'd always recommend talking to your doctor, say, I'm thinking about doing this. But in and people say I get hangry. I think I mentioned it the last time. It's like hangry. It's no, aggression is a reaction to being hungry. Think about it. Grizzly bear, you want a full grizzly bear you run across, or do you want a really hungry grizzly bear when you run across them? Well, you want a full one because they're not as aggressive. I know this because I dealt with Kodiak bears up in Alaska for the 5 years I worked up there, and those guys were just fat and happy. I mean, they didn't have a care in the world. They had a ton of food, and you know, I never really, you know, it was a little unnerving when you'd be fishing a stream and then they start coming up one side and you cross and they start coming up the other. But, you know, around the cannery, they were completely happy. And so I'm just saying you ought to consider it. Everybody has some excuse not to want to do it. And the main thing is that it's not fun to be hungry. But once hungry is only distracting. Once you get over the idea that you're not going to fix it, then it's not distracting. I mean, think about it. When you're hungry, what do we all do? We start perseverating on what we're going to eat. You know, if I know I'm going to eat lunch in a day, well, then I start thinking about it like literally when I open my eyes, because I'm just so excited to have lunch. But it will change everything. And people say, well, if you go back to eating the way you just, yeah, you will, like any other thing. You know, what it does, though, it resets your basically insulin levels. Everybody talks about metabolism. You get older, your metabolism changes. You need to read the book Obesity Code. It's not your metabolism. It's what we call insulin resistance. The more you eat, the more insulin you produce, the more liver resists the insulin, and then it produces more. It's just a vicious cycle. And eventually, after eating as, you know, as often as we all do, well, you lose that battle. I mean, I got to tell you, when I got out of law school, I was 270 pounds. I mean, I've been struggling with my weight my entire life. And when I finally read this book, and it basically gave me the tools to look at people and say, no, this is how I'm going to eat, and you are wrong. And, you know, maybe you'd say it doesn't work for, you know, for everybody, but it does. This nonsense about six small meals is, no, that's like the worst way to eat. It's just, they just lied to you. I mean, they used to have white bread as like one of the important nutritional things. I mean, come on. I like it. I mean, especially white bread with mayonnaise and a little cheddar cheese, nothing better, but I don't pretend that it's good for me. But you know, they wanted to sell food. And all the studies that came out are done by food companies. And it, you know, it's never really pointed out, and people bought into it. And you know, now you watch TV, and it's like they're trying to empower you by telling you to pick the sandwich you want from McDonald's. You know, be your own hunger or whatever that nonsense is. I'm like, you know, you can define yourselves other way by what sandwich you're going to pick, right? Anyway, it's about time for our second break. Sorry for going on about Trump so much, but he's got it coming. So, and I really hope that you all will really sit back and say, is this what we want as conservatives? Because he's really been getting his butt handed to him for a long time, and it's going to keep happening. It just happened in the 22 midterms. They just got wiped. And that's because people are done. They're done with this nonsense. You can be a conservative. You can be small government, whatever, no regulations, all that. But they're done with the nonsense. West Bonner County School District, hallelujah. Somebody finally stood up and said, enough is enough, you fruitcakes. Anyway, this is Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein, and we will be right back after this break.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FDA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Pondere. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it, too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. And so many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you could save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. And maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here's the number. It's 855-51-BIBLE. You can call now. 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to Common Law. I'm your host, Arthur Beislein. If you want to email me, I'm at commonlaw7b@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you, so I have something to talk about besides what I want to talk about. But what I want to talk about now is Tommy Tuberville. You all know who Tommy Tuberville is? Well, I think he's a senator. He's a turd is what he is. But I think he's pretty demonstrative of why anybody would vote for Trump. One issue. Right, we don't care about the rest of the country. We don't care that he's going to, you know, ruin our institutions and attack the press and start a war. And that's all fine. It's because he's going to appoint judges that are anti-abortion. So you're willing to sacrifice everything else just so you can have that. Well, I think that's kind of stupid and short-sighted myself, and especially since you're not really God, so you don't really get to guess what's a sin and what's not. You're hoping for the best. But, you know, electing a misogynist, philandering, idiot like Trump because of that? Well, that's not cool. So anyway, back to Tuberville. What's he doing? Same thing. He has been holding up military appointments requiring Senate approval since February based on his objection to some abortion policy in the military. And so he is interfering with the operation of our military to further some religious goal. And that is, folks, a religious goal. Period, paragraph, end of story. There is absolutely no natural law reason for anti-abortion statutes. And when I say natural law reason, what I mean is the harm that they create more than the harm that is created by not allowing it. And no, it's definitely not. You know, I don't like the idea of it myself, and I don't, you know, I'm glad I never have to make that choice because I wouldn't want to know what the consequences are later. Not here, folks, later. Not your job to do God's job. You just follow the law, write man's law, leave God out of it. It's just, you're not qualified. So it is purely a religiously motivated law that doesn't, I mean, what's the downside of not allowing abortion? Well, the upside is you're not killing people, I suppose. But who's having the babies now? People who don't want them and are too poor to leave the state. And you have no gynecology department here. You have no care. Your doctors are leaving. And all of this is just so you can satisfy your little religious whatever, man. I mean, when did you stop caring about anybody else except your own beliefs? It doesn't, you can't make an argument for why the abortion restrictions are more of a benefit to society than they are a detriment. You can say, you know, I believe firmly that this is a sin, and that is fine. And I don't know where I stand on it. I don't have to. But, you know, for you to start electing idiots and being okay with everything wrong with our society because you want some judge on there who's going to throw out Roe versus Wade, which incidentally, Republicans are not getting the message on that one either. I mean, Ohio? They, you know, I love that bit. Oh, yeah. Ohio first outlaws special elections. And then they get somebody, some people are going to get a referendum to have abortion legalized, constitutionally protected. And then, of course, they switch and say, oh, no, no, we're going to have a special election. I mean, these people are, they have absolutely no shame. It's like the West Bonner County School District people. They got recalled, and then they tried to have a special meeting so they could basically gut the whole district and do whatever they had in their silly minds. Thankfully, the Bonner County Court said, no, you're not doing that. So it's the same thing in Ohio. It's like, wait a minute. I thought the people were, no, we're not? Oh, well, we are if you like what we say, but we're not if you don't like what we say. I mean, is that how it works? I mean, I thought the Republicans were the, you know, party of the people. Well, yeah, as long as the people do what we hear and who can scream the loudest think they should be doing, which is all this is about, is a bunch of screaming people and people who are afraid to stand up to Trump and call him what he is, which is a scumbag. And again, like I said, like probably the last show, you wouldn't let this guy work in your front counter. And if you really, would you? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't trust him with the till. You wouldn't trust that he could be a decent human being to your customers. But you will let him be president. I mean, that's just, I'm just blown away. It's the most strangest thing I've ever seen. And that's why I don't talk about it with anybody anymore, because people are just off the deep end. I mean, they believe stuff that has just got no proof, no facts, no anything, you know. And, oh, why aren't they prosecuting Biden? Well, prove it. Prove something. And I guarantee you the Democrats will, because that's what they do. Remember Al Franken got taken a picture with his hand above a lady's breast, wasn't touching her, he's just pretending, quit immediately. They ran him out of town on rails. They're trying to get rid of this other obvious crook senator. But the Republican Party is like, well, let's just pretend like it's not happening. But like I said, do what you want. But anyway, if I were you, I'd look at this Tommy Tuberville thing. You know, the military, you don't mess with the military. Their jobs are hard enough. We don't pay them enough. We don't take care of them when they're done. And so we have, what, 200 and some basically high-level appointments that require Senate approval that are not filled because of this guy's little personal quest for abortion policies in the military? He's not in the military. He doesn't make military policy. So he's basically hosing our military to get what he wants. Anyway, real quick, I just wanted to do a couple reminder things because now we're heading into winter again. And winter usually means snowstorms and windstorms and all that kind of stuff. So I thought we should again remind you about your insurance company, who is not your good neighbor. They're not your friend, and they are not there to help you at all. They're there because they sell a product, which I've told you many times before, shouldn't even be a legal market. Remember, I'm a finance major. I know all about capitalism, and I'm a big fan. But there's no value added to a pile of money. You don't make a pile of money better except by making it bigger. And we all know who has the biggest pile of money. So insurance companies, why do they want to hose you? Because, well, their duty is to their shareholders, not you. And just like when they do a tax break for the companies, they can't give you a raise unless that is justified by the market or they breach their fiduciary duty to their shareholders. You know, and same with lowering prices. They can't do that because they just can't. And I think that, like I say, people don't know this. It's like it's not a matter of them being nice guys. They don't have a choice in this matter. Same with insurance companies. Their goal is to keep your money for as long as possible. And you're like, well, this is a $10,000 claim. What's the big deal? Well, how many of those are out there for these huge companies? Every second that goes by that they don't cut you a reader, they're making money, lots of it. And their whole goal is, I mean, it has to be to pay you as little as they possibly can get away with paying you. That just creates an absolutely uncurable conflict of interest. I'm paying you for insurance, but your duty is not to make me feel good. It's to make the shareholders feel good, which by definition means you have to do your best to not pay me if you can avoid it. And so, like I'll quickly touch on it, but the first thing they'll do is they will talk you in a circle. So once you have a claim, you put in your claim, demand a certified copy of your policy if you don't already have it. And then probably send it to you in a PDF form. It's probably scanned, so you can just search it for the word proof of loss. And then once you see that, immediately demand that form from them. Say, I want to turn it in. You know, all this is an email. Don't talk to them on the phone. So I want that form. Then they'll say, oh, well, we haven't requested that yet. And I'm like, well, then you say, I don't care if you've requested it yet. There's a 60-day thing that allows you to sit on my money 60 more days until you get it. And I know the amount of my claim. So here it is, you know, and if they won't give you the form, you just do it yourself and you can just write it out, swear it out under oath, have come see me. I'll notarize it for you and submit it, you know, and a proof of claim is just a little technicality. Like I said, they're going to talk you in a circle when you finally get mad and say, look, I'm going to go get a lawyer. They're like, well, you need to submit a proof of loss. So they've been jerking you around for 2 months now. And now they're going to jerk you around for two more months because the policy says they can. Because you have usually 60 days after you turn that in to do anything. And so then your policy is littered with all kinds of little things like that, that they will do anything to, you know, mess you up. But that's the main thing, is that proof of loss. I see it. I just saw it the other day. My clients are like, why can't we just sue them? And I said, well, because they've asked for a proof of loss. You should have called me about 6 months ago, and you should have been taping all these conversations with these jerks. Which, if you're in Idaho and it's an Idaho policy and it's an Idaho claim, tape these guys and you don't have to tell them. Maybe I told you about the one case I had where I had a jerk adjuster. It was a $20,000 tool loss, and my guy filled out a proof of loss and he said, well, it's a $40,000 loss. And he goes, well, your policy is only $20,000. Guy's like, well, I didn't have anything about my policy. It's like, what's the amount? And that's the amount. Oh, well, I can't help you with that. You know, I had that on tape. And they paid $180,000 for a $20,000 claim they just could have paid instead of being a jerk. So if they're jerking you around, make sure you tape the conversations or do it in email. Anyway, it looks like we're coming up on the end of the hour. This is Arthur Beislein. Thank you for listening to me. And again, if you want to talk to me, commonlaw7b@gmail.com. I sound like I'd be mean or anything, but I won't. I will just ask you why you think what you think. Have a good day, and we'll see you next month.